This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem flagship Salem Group media station in Tampa, Florida. And we are also nationally syndicated. You can hear us on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now that way overseas, and we salute them and thank them for their service to America. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who are working the Third Watch, you know who you are. The butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, and all those people. And by the way, to the firefighters tonight that have had to get out in that major 7-alarm blaze at the Markel Paper Company, I feel your pain. I know how bad that is up there in that horrible weather. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun of the Day giveaway to find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Wayne Allen, Mr. Root for America himself. Hello, Wayne.
Good morning.
It is a great day in the neighborhood. Let's say the Pledge of Making Greater. You ready?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours, even though it may not look that way, this great country of ours was founded under Judeo-Christian values. And the reason I threw that little stinger there in the M is because of what's going on right now with this abortion stuff.
It's without question one of the more, if not the most, disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You and me both.
And abortion has never been, you know, see, I can say this because I think it lends credibility to how upset I am. Abortion's never been, you know, at the top of my list of important issues. I'm an economic guy. I've always been an economic guy. And abortion just was never a thing for me because I've never been involved in one. I've never had someone had one. I've never known anyone who had one. And so it just never affected me on a daily basis. I have four kids. There's never been anyone in my life pregnant that I said, gee, let's go get an abortion. So it just didn't affect me. So I never thought about it. But the idea that you'd allow a third trimester abortion has always bothered me. I've always said that. You know, I've always said abortion's not an issue for me, but third trimester, can't do it. And now they're talking about, to the moment of birth, now they're talking about after birth.
Yeah.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. And these are the same people that look you in the face and say that the wall is immoral while they're willing to murder brand new babies.
And there are only seven countries in the world that have this type of legislation, and two of them happen to be Russia and China. I don't want to be in that group. No, thank you.
No, thank you. So, you know, look, this has to be shocking to the average American, but I'm sure this guy will say it was a mistake. He didn't mean it. The governor of
Virginia.
Governor of Virginia, I'm sure he'll say, oh, I didn't mean it, and he'll get away with it because the media, of course, if it was a Republican who made a mistake this heinous, would destroy your career overnight and tomorrow morning you'd be resigning. But as a Democrat, that will never happen. But the reality is he knew exactly what he was saying. Democrats have gotten to the point where it's just, what's the word? It's subtle. It's not even a big deal to them. It doesn't even occur to them that what he said was a big deal.
No. Now, I want to talk about the wall, the border wall, and the Democrats are still talking about the fact that they're not going to give any money for a wall, a barrier, none of that. They want to go high-tech on all this stuff. You and I have explained the reason why they want to do that, because of this little venture that they want to get into, and they've already talked to the company. It's in Nancy's district, Quanergy Systems, which has got this virtual wall, smart wall, that they put up on a Pakistani-Indian border, which works fairly well, but the problem is, when people come across, you still have to put boots on the ground to go chase them.
Right. No, there's no question about it. Look, what can I say? There are times where you and I are so in sync, there's nothing else needs to be said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. And again, I mentioned a key word here, Quanergy, and they're also in Nancy Pelosi's district. She is an investor in that company. So are some other senators and congressmen on the Democratic side. That's why they're pushing so hard to get the digital sense, if you will, and not do what's the most important thing. And even the Border Patrol tells you, and anybody else, the governors on the states, except for Jerry Brown, tell you that we need to have a barrier.
Yeah, but you're actually being way too nice, to be honest with you. The real
thing
I've been stressing on my show is that, first of all, Nancy Pelosi opened the door for me to say this. It was just like several years back when Harry Reid opened the door for me to criticize Obama and ask questions about Obama, because Harry Reid dared to ask questions about Mitt Romney and lie and say he cheated on his taxes and never paid taxes for 10 years. And it was all a lie. So then why can't I ask questions about Barack Obama's past? Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way. Nancy Pelosi had the nerve, the Speaker of the House of the United States, had the nerve to question the loyalty of our president. He's a Russian spy. He's on the payroll of Putin, she said last weekend.
I know.
I'm telling you that Nancy Pelosi is on the payroll of drug dealers. She's on the payroll of Mexican cartel drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire Democratic Party is now. Do I mean that necessarily, and I don't know, but do I mean they're depositing $100 million in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account? Maybe. But I don't necessarily mean that. I think what's happened is Mexico's drug dealers know that the border makes them, I don't know, $100 billion a year?
Or more.
And so they're bringing tens of millions or hundreds of millions, maybe even billions, into the United States as donations to the Democratic Party. And that's why, I can only speak for Nevada, I know that all our Republican candidates in the last election, who all lost, by the way, were all broke. Every one of them broke.
Mm-hmm.
No money. The Democrats were awash in cash. How do you explain that, you know, the Republicans are supposedly the party of the rich, and our candidates can't find a donation, and Democrats have all the money in the world? And I think it's because money is pouring in from those drug dealers. It only makes common sense. They've got billions on the line. Why not spend a lousy 10%, $100 million of it, by financing the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and all their candidates?
Well, yesterday they found the DEA and the Border Patrol and the CBP folks, they found enough fentanyl that was snuck in a Mexican commercial driver's rig to kill everybody to kill everybody in the United States. Did you know that?
I didn't. I never even heard the story.
Yeah. They're gonna have a big press conference today.
There's enough fentanyl in one rig to kill everyone in the United States?
That's correct.
Wow. I mean, and did that come through the border, I'm assuming?
It came through the border, south of the border. I believe it came through California. Not sure, but here comes the music. I've got to let you go, and we'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root. Root for America is the website. And don't forget, Newsmax TV, and also on the radio with the War Now show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by your local GEICO agent. You get a great rate with a personal touch because your local GEICO office can help you find the kind of coverage for just about anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, that's all through your local GEICO insurance agency, because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Just go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America is here. Good morning, Wayne.
I'm here, and I'm just glad for the blessing that I don't live in Chicago.
Oh, God, anywhere up there. I mean, you talk about Chicago. I mean, I was looking at the temperatures north of Chicago, up there towards Canada, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all that stuff. There's going to be some wind chill factors near 50 below zero by morning, or colder.
Well, you know, the headline of Drudge for a day has said the Midwest feels like 75 below. So there obviously are places in Minnesota that are 75 below. But, you know, my friends in Chicago, I was talking to them this morning, it was 52 or 54 below zero with wind chill. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. You know, you and I live in places like Tampa and Vegas where we think it's kind of cold at night when it's down to 36, 38, 40 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about, you know, today it was 64 in Vegas, wind chill in Chicago was negative 52. I'm at 64. You can't even imagine two people could live, you know, in the same country, maybe a three-hour plane ride away, and it's a 100-degree difference. That's quite amazing.
Well,
I've never heard of something like that.
I'm right there with them because it's 45 degrees right here at Tampa International Airport where we sit.
Yeah,
right,
well,
here.
45 and negative 50 brings you right around 100.
That's 100 degrees.
Difference.
Now, let's talk about Lindsey Graham, because Lindsey Graham spoke up yesterday, and he wants to know why the FBI can justify the tactics they use behind Roger Stone's arrest.
Yeah, I talked about it on my show for for days already. I'm disgusted. It's disgraceful. It's horrible. But, you know, look, there's two issues with the FBI at the same time. The FBI came out with a report yesterday. I'm going to get back to Roger Stone, believe me, but these two tie together.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with a report yesterday about the Vegas massacre.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, when Sandy Hook happened, the terrible, terrible thing in Newtown, Connecticut, those kids died.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they came out with a report, the FBI, that was 1,500 pages long?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Vegas report about the Vegas massacre, or I should say the FBI report about the Vegas massacre was 3 pages long? And they came to no conclusions. They have no idea why he did it. They think he must just have wanted to go out with a bang and be famous. That's it. That's all they could come up with after 16 months and 3 pages. And all I could tell you is that I've always thought that Mary Lou Danner, who's the girlfriend who
was right.
the Philippines and collected $100,000,
yep.
they barely questioned her. If they had treated her like Roger Stone, if only the FBI saw her as a Republican friend of President Trump,
right.
they would have raided her, they would have terrorized her, they would have thrown her husband or boyfriend around. Of course, he wasn't there anymore, he was dead. But that's what they did to Roger Stone's poor 73-year-old wife who's part deaf. They threw her around and terrorized her and left her outside. The whole thing is barefoot and barely clothed. The whole thing is a disgrace to the United States of America. And on my show, I had a big shot investigator, lifelong law enforcement, lifelong military police, lifelong policeman,
mm-hmm.
on my show talking about the FBI report. And he's been on my show multiple times about the Vegas massacre because he studied it more than anyone in the country. And he's defended the FBI for the last year. And even he said on my show today, the FBI report is a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. They should be humiliated. I'm shocked that this is my country and my FBI. I cannot defend them anymore. It was disgraceful what they've done. This is such a massive cover-up. So, you know, on one hand, you've got this terrible way they treated Roger Stone. On the other hand, you've got even people who love law enforcement, who are part of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
saying the FBI is so far gone at this point that it's not even worth discussing anymore.
Well, I totally agree with everything you just said because I'm in shock, still trying to figure this out. And I believe the girlfriend played an integral part in this, but it is what it is. All right, now, how about this one? We find out yesterday that a Russian Twitter account published confidential Mueller probe documents. Holy cow.
Tell me what you found. I missed that. I was looking at a news story on the internet. Good. What did we find?
All right. Well, here's what we found. A Russian Twitter account published documents from one of the cases Special Counsel Robert Mueller had filed in an effort to spread disinformation, according to a new report which is coming right now from Newsmax.
So you're saying that it must be another leak from Mueller's case, is what you're saying, right?
And I'm going to...
The Russians have gotten a hold of that.
Well, I'm going to bet you right now, and I'm going to come out and publicly say... It had to be James Comey.
Yeah,
Think about it. It had to be James Comey. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought, and I'm not going to change until somebody proves me wrong.
Right. Listen, the FBI is so dirty at this point that it's scary. And again, there's lots of great FBI agents all over this country, but that's on the lower level.
Oh, I've worked with some of them. They're great.
Of course, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about the leadership now. The leadership, for years, we've all been had it ingrained in our mind how great the police is, how great the FBI is, how great law enforcement is, how great the CIA is. And they are, but see, the liberals took advantage of that. The same way they ruined the education system in this country, and they planted communists and socialists and Marxists to the point where every teacher is now one of those. Our kids are being brainwashed by the worst people, and that's what they've done with the FBI. They've planted in the leadership because they knew we'd never suspect a guy with a badge and a gun. We think of them as, you know, the boys in blue and the thin blue line, and we love them. And so they planted their bureaucratic, liberal, communist, Marxist, socialist, progressive people in the top leadership of the FBI and the CIA to the point where they're all nothing but a bunch of liberal bureaucrats. That's all they are.
Well, I worked with a number of them through the World Trade Center investigation, and, you know, they were hitting me up as a fire investigator to try to come up with some different answers and whatnot. I was more than happy to work with them. I did it pretty much over the phone or over the internet because I wasn't able to travel because of my injuries. But a lot of those guys that were down there at the World Trade Center were over there at the dump where they were bringing everything over there to Staten Island. A lot of those guys got sick, and some of them died. So they're victims, too.
Yeah, well, I would say that was, first of all, that's not the leadership of the FBI.
No.
Those are the guys who work
rank and file.
They're mm-hmm. the good guys, right?
Yep.
So I'm sure that's the reason for that. But I also think around the year 2000, 2001, when 9/11 happened, that was the last time the FBI was real and genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what happened is Obama planted a lot of bad people in the FBI from 2008, you know, to 2016. And that's really where we are right now.
Well, we got to talk about Venezuela because yesterday there was a surprise arrival of a Russian 777 that flew in there, a charter plane from Nordwind Airlines, and it's still sitting there on the runway. It's not left yet. All the speculation is Maduro's getting ready to fly about 20 tons of gold out of the country. The part's unknown. Obviously, we gave his cohort $7 billion, turned it over to him. Yesterday, and there's $11 billion in sales from Citgo going to him because he's a recognized leader of the government right now.
Yeah, well, look, Venezuela is the greatest example of what will happen to America if you let Schumer, Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the two wonderful new Muslim congresswomen from Michigan and Minnesota, if you let these people be in charge of the country, Maxine Waters, the list is long. I can't even remember them all. Stacey Abrams of Georgia was almost elected governor, who's now going to give the Democrats response to the State of the Union,
yeah.
Hard to believe. These are all dyed-in-the-wool Marxists. These are people who hate America. These people that brag they're socialists, they actually think there's a difference between socialism and communism. Folks, there's no difference. Go look at any major country in the world that's socialist, and they've got a communist political party and a socialist economic system. And people die. They murder you. They torture you. They send you to re-education camps. This is where America's headed. And if you don't believe me, take a look at what they did to Roger Stone. Don't you think that's the next step?
Sure. Sure, the secret police, and you know, getting away with anything they can get away with. I mean, we've seen it all around the world.
And social media is another great example, right? Twitter, yeah. Facebook, Instagram. They're banning and shadow banning and killing, and I mean killing as in murdering, but killing the business of conservative websites all over this country. They've destroyed every friend I've got who was making money. I never made money off Twitter and Facebook. I'm sorry I didn't. But I, in a way, I'm happy I didn't, because then my business would have been destroyed. It was never anything I understood. I'm not a high-tech type of guy. But all my younger friends who are in the business of the Internet, we're all making a fortune by having Facebook pages that sent millions of people to their conservative websites, and Facebook and Twitter came along and said, you're not making money anymore, you're a conservative, and they wiped them off the face of the earth. Their income went overnight from $1 million a month to zero.
Well, I make a little bit of money over there on those pages, and I make a little bit of money on my website, but you are right about Facebook, because they also hit me up, and I lost about 3,500 members of my groups in the last week.
Yeah, I mean, I lose them all the time. I mean, 1 minute I've got, 90,000 members, then I've got 76,000, and you're like, where did 10,000 plus disappear? Where did 15,000 people go?
Exactly.
They took them away from me. They don't take them away from liberals. I know that. That's a fact.
All right. Tell us about RootForAmerica.com and your show and your television show and your radio show, please.
Sure. Every night, Newsmax TV. Actually, now it's twice a day. My show is so popular that we're running a second show every single day. So it's live every night, live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then it reruns the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Newsmax TV. And if you don't get Newsmax on satellite or cable, check it out at NewsmaxTV.com. You can watch my show live every night.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. God bless America. All right. That's our buddy, Wayne Allen Root, and he's out there in Las Vegas. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional negotiators seeking a compromise on border security met for the first time as they try to come to an agreement over a border wall. Democrat Nita Lowey is co-chair of the conference committee.
We can all agree that we must do everything we can to prevent another unnecessary and destructive government shutdown.
Senator Richard Shelby leads Republicans on the panel.
I must stress that as long as we remain polarized, we will never resolve our differences on this critical issue that we owe to the American people.
New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman has invited Victorina Morales to be a guest at the State of the Union address. She's an undocumented immigrant who was fired from her job at the Trump National Golf Club. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at DR Mold Solutions. They'll travel anywhere in Florida to solve your mold problems. Now, there are over 300,000 species of mold. And mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. Don't put your family at risk. Give DR Mold Solutions a call, because they have an EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office. It worked for me with my home. I remodeled a home, found some mold in it, had to get it replaced, repaired, and all that good stuff. Called these people up. They came in, did what they did. 2010, been all right ever since. Now, contact them, DR Mold Solutions, at their phone number, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment, and they will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. So, DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. Ask them about their New Year's special, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold. And I'll tell you, it worked for me, it'll work for you. All right, Venezuela, the topic that's on a lot of people's minds. I had my friend Yvette from Radio Luz, our Spanish Christian station that's here in the Salem Media Group, found an English translation of what's happening in Venezuela, just the facts, from a gal who was sitting in Caracas that made a YouTube video, and this is her video from high above the streets, and she's there because of her parents. But listen to this.
Venezuela. A lot of people are talking about the complicated situation in my home country, and there is a lot of misinformation. So I did a bunch of research to explain in the clearest way possible what is going on in a way that I hope people can understand, because goddamn doesn't matter right now. Will this be funny? No, I am very much not in a funny mood. So let's begin with some important bullet points. One, what is happening in Venezuela is not a U.S.-backed coup. Two, this is not a fight between the Venezuelan right wing and the Venezuelan left wing. This is a fight of the great majority of Venezuelans to democratically get rid of an illegitimate and punitive dictatorship. A dictatorship responsible for countless human rights abuses. Three, the people of Venezuela are seeking fair democratic elections using the laws written in our constitution. Four, Juan Guaido did not just declare himself president out of nowhere. That is not how it worked. So let's answer some questions. Who is the interim president Juan Guaido? Juan Guaido is not a right-wing politician, but the son of a taxi driver and a liberal representative in Congress. Guaido was elected by the Venezuelan people to be a representative in Venezuela's National Assembly. He is acting as interim president, as in temporary president, until democratic elections can be ensured, which is, by the way, dictated by law in the Constitution when a president is deemed illegitimate. In other words, this is not a coup. Next question. Why is President Nicolas Maduro illegitimate? Now, this may take a little bit longer because there's a lot. But let's speed this thing up and start in 2017. In 2017, the Supreme Court that was handpicked by Nicolas Maduro's party nullified and stripped the National Assembly or Congress of their powers. The National Assembly was chosen by vote and was the only government institution that was run by an opposition majority. Imagine when the Democrats took the House, if Trump was like, no, I don't like this anymore. The House is no longer a legitimate part of government, and here's another House that I made up with everyone that agrees with me. Americans would be furious. So too are Venezuelans. Venezuela erupted in protests. Hundreds of protesters, most of them teenagers, were detained, some of whom were tortured and murdered. Meanwhile, despite these protests, Maduro made his own Congress that he could control, just like that. Fast forward to May 20th, 2018, where this illegitimate Congress calls for presidential elections. Now, during these elections, the most popular opposition candidates are either jailed, exiled, or banned from running. In other words, there is no legitimate way for the opposition to run. So these sham presidential elections are held anyway by Maduro's government, where only 20% of the population voted. However, a lot of the 20% were public employees who were intimidated into voting by threats from the government. These were called illegitimate elections, not just by the Venezuelan people, but by the international community. Everyone was on board saying, yeah, this shit's f***ed up, and if it's anything, it's definitely undemocratic. Now, if you're wondering how the Venezuelan people truly feel about this, here are some statistics. According to recent polls, over 80% of Venezuelans disapprove of Maduro's government because there is a lot to disapprove of. Maduro took the minimum wage from $350 a month to $7 a month. Meanwhile, inflation hit 1.7 million% in 2018, with the IMF projecting 10 million% in 2019. So the daily minimum wage can't buy two eggs. According to UN projections, over 5 million people have left the country, causing a refugee crisis of Syrian proportions. That's more than 10% of the Venezuelan population. There is such a shortage of medical supplies that people are dying from previously eradicated diseases like polio because there aren't any vaccines. The economy is a disaster in a country that sits on the world's largest oil reserves. So where's all this money going? People in Maduro's government. Venezuela is the top 10 most corrupt country in the world, according to the Corruption Perception Index. The media in Venezuela, who should be reporting on this shit, is censored and dissidents are jailed. Over 5,000 people since 2014 have been detained for speaking out against the government. And just since last week, when Guaido was elected, 791 people have been jailed. So what is happening now? Interim President Juan Guaido has been backed by the international community. Yes, this includes the United States, but do you know who else backs Juan Guaido that isn't Trump? Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Germany, the Socialist Party that runs Albania, Canada's progressive prince, Justin Trudeau, Australia, Paraguay, Peru, the government run by the Socialist Party of Spain, whose president said, what is going on in Venezuela is the opposite of socialism. The list goes on. So that was a lot of information. And I am exhausted. And I'm not exhausted because I had to explain this to you, but I'm exhausted because the situation in Venezuela has been talked about in the forms of political ideologies and politicians and political leanings. And it's the conversation has completely strayed away from what actually matters, which is the Venezuelan people. On a personal level, my immediate family, my father is exiled from back home. My extended family, they go out on these protests. My uncle is in jail for being a journalist that tried to shed light on what was going on. My cousin had to leave Venezuela because they were after him as well. This has affected everybody on a human level. And it doesn't matter what leanings you have in an ideological political standpoint. This is about people. This is about people wanting their country back. That's it. And if you have any more questions, ask a Venezuelan. And they can tell you from their personal human level how it's affected them. Please listen.
Boy, is that something. Now, I put that interview up on a couple of my Facebook pages. It's direct and to the point. I bleeped out a couple of things I had to bleep out. You heard a little bleep in there. But she was definitely spot on in her assessments. And I'll tell you, couldn't make it up if you tried. Now, the one thing, pardon me, the one thing about all of this is that we have socialists here in this government, in this country. And look what they're trying to do. And listen to what Mr. Howard Schultz had to say yesterday on CNN when the CNN commentator was trying to prod him.
Elizabeth Warren's proposal is a wealth tax.
Oh, God.
It's an additional 2% tax on Americans whose net worth, this isn't just an income tax,
I know.
It's an asset tax.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Is over $50 million.
Yeah.
Good idea?
Well, first of all, it's an idea that has no merit. She knows that there's no way this could come to pass. These are just false campaign promises to make noise. And again, it's punitive. No, I don't agree with that.
Well, it's just 2%. And if you make $500 million a year, or if you make $50 million a year, it had none to bother you. It's just 2%. Well, you know, I know some people that bring in millions of dollars a year legally. And they take the legal deductions they can take, the business expenses they've got, and they only make 1, 2, 3% on what they take in. Think about that for a minute. I mean, yeah, you're a millionaire because you take in $1 million. Doesn't mean that you're a millionaire in terms of worth. And this is what they constantly forget on the left side of the aisle. And they don't get it. And unless you've been there, you know, I had $1 million a year business for a number of years. $1 million a year business. Did that mean I was a millionaire? No. Did I have a net worth of $1 million? No. Was I even close? No. Maybe $400,000 or thereabouts with the place that I owned on the lake, the trucks I have, the big garage I had to build for the trucks, and the heated this and that, and some of the things we had. But no, I mean, and these Democrats, these progressives, the socialists, they've got it all wrong. All right, coming back, we're going to take a look at the Truckers Report. It's a humdinger.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The pipeline is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. And doing what they best know how to do. Fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that low behind.
Alrighty, that's Aaron Tippin, Big Wheels Rolling, Moving On. Now, that's from the television show back in the day. That was what started it all with the television shows. And we had something called Cannonball in the late 60s. And then this program came on in the 70s, Moving On, before BJ and the Bear came on in the 80s. And it was on the air for quite a while. I mean, still find it probably with some of the older reruns they got. But anyway, here we go. I don't need to tell you, anybody that's north of, say, I-70, certainly dangerous wind chills from the upper Midwest all the way into the Northeast. We've got unbelievable heavy lake effect snow in the Great Lakes, and now a large storm is going to come back into Western California and make its way across the I-40 corridor later in the week. Holy smokes. Now, pay attention, because if you're headed up north, there's nothing more important right now if you're coming out of the south than your fuel. A little suggestion from the old captain here who learned the hard way. Somewhere along the line, before you get to Nashville, Tennessee, buy some kerosene and put about 20 to 25 gallons in each one of your tanks. If you can't do that, find some number one winter blend diesel. If you can't do that, go back to the kerosene thing. Even if you got to pull into a grocery store or convenience store that sells kerosene, but you got to do it, because if you don't, just running diesel, even with heated tanks, is not going to work. Even with fuel additives, is not going to work. It's that cold that the tanks are gelling up even with the heaters in them. I've been talking to the truckers. They've been telling me. So this blast of Arctic air with gusty winds, and by the way, we got winds in Tampa right now, 45 degrees at the airport, is producing dangerous wind chills across a significant portion of the upper Midwest into the Northeast. Wind chill warnings and advisories are in effect through Thursday afternoon into Friday morning. Now, the frigid air mass is also supporting lake effect snows, heavy lake effect snows downwind of the Great Lakes. Listen to this. Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, that means Wisconsin, the northern part of Minnesota, the western whole shoreline of Michigan, the upstate New York area, Ripley, New York, all the way to Buffalo, New York. And then it kind of tapers off until you get north of Syracuse, Oswego County, all the way up to Watertown, New York. You have got blizzard conditions with the lake effect snow. You heard me right. Be with the blizzard. Okay? This is not a pretty scene that's going on. Plus, the temperatures are below zero with the wind chill. Actual temperatures are also below zero in some cases. Some temperatures are 50 and going to be 60 below zero with the wind. So please adhere the warnings. Please adhere the warnings. Then you're going to have heavy rain and mountain snow expected in the west by this weekend. Now, you've already got some areas of snow starting in, snow flurries, west of Reno on I-80, and then that borderline of Nevada and California all the way down towards Fresno and Modesto. You've got snow in higher elevations there just starting in. It's light snow right now, but it will change and it will become heavy snow, which means you're going to get several feet instead of just a little bit. Now, the rest of the country is looking pretty good, except for the southeastern part of Georgia where they've got hard freeze warnings in, and that's not going to be good for some of the produce that's there, including the pecan crop, in my opinion. I hope they are able to weather it. And then northeastern Florida, over to Jacksonville, a hard freeze there. Gainesville, Ocala, temperatures below 32 degrees. And then temperatures going north, Gainesville up into the Georgia line and over towards Jacksonville, temperatures will be in the teens in some places in Florida up there, not counting the winds. With the winds, it's going to be really chilly. And even right here in my area, where in Tampa, and I'll check the temperature again for you, where it's currently 45 degrees in Tampa, and we have got a wind blowing right now, mostly out of the north. We're supposed to have a wind chill value here in the morning in the 30s, 35, 38, 39, somewhere in that vicinity, depending on what the winds do. And I walked outside a few minutes ago during the commercial break just to see what was going on. It was really chilly. Really chilly with the wind. As I opened the back door, the wind blew right in the door. So there you go, because we're facing the north when you go out the back door here. So please adhere my warning. And you guys going out of the south and aren't used to this, this is something the likes of which you have not seen if you haven't experienced this. Throw some number one diesel in Georgia, in the Carolinas, if you're going up the East Coast, Tennessee. Don't go any further than Tennessee without either putting some kerosene in your tanks, or especially if you're going north, or some number one diesel. And if you're going west, out I-10, I-20, I 30, I 40. Looking good tonight. I 70, even looking good all the way into Utah. I 80, different story. Cold temperatures and some snow flurries along the way. I 90, as I said, Buffalo to Ripley on the New York Thruway. Blizzard conditions there tonight. If you're going up I 75, you should be pretty good till you get into the bitter cold temperatures just north of Kentucky. Kentucky is where you'll start hitting the temperatures, and it'll just get worse. If you're going up I-81, blizzard conditions, Oswego County, pardon me, up to Watertown. So just be careful and think smart on this deal. Think smart. You got to be smart on this. And it's not a bad night to make sure that if you don't have to travel, maybe you might not want to. Up in those areas. That's not a bad idea either, but you got to keep the trucks running, close the winter flaps, and make sure that all the air is circulating. You're getting warm weather, warm temperatures into your vehicle. Nothing worse than freezing up a truck when everybody and their uncle's out there. And we always used to look at the plates in the wintertime, the guys that were freezing up. And it was more than often, 9 out of 10, it was the guys from the South. So you got to be right here. Don't just think your heated tanks are going to be the answer to it. It's not true. It's so cold, the heated tanks won't stay warm. Your fuel will gel. I know. I've been there, done that. Now, Truckers Highway and Biber Reports, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. They've got four locations to serve you. And four words you need to know. You serve, you save. And that means exactly what it sounds like. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 dispatchers, too, active or retired, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your brand new Nissan or Chevrolet, because Moss Nissan is located in Newport Richey and Crystal River, and Moss Family Chevrolet, Moss Family Automotive Group, has their Chevrolet dealership on Northdale Mabry Highway in the Carrollwood section here in Tampa. Now, they also have kind of a catch-all store in Homosassa Springs, which is Moss Wholesale to the Public, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. They've got used vehicles there with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle at wholesale prices. They've also got ATVs, motorcycles. Sometimes they'll have motorhomes, and sometimes they'll also have RVs there to boot. So just keep in mind, it's not just about cars or trucks. It's about whatever people trade in. Might even have a motorcycle there. I mean, I've seen them there before. And the other day, as I said, when I actually looked at it, didn't look yesterday, they had some ATVs in there. So never know what you're going to find. Never know what you're going to get. Well, top of the hour break coming up right now. Ms. Rosemary coming in right after the top of the hour news. I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say. And by the way, she knows how cold it gets up there. Boy, this is miserable stuff. And I hope it warms up soon in the north. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.